everyone. My name is Yashna.
And I'm Kalpana.
Welcome to the Worth of Our Opinion podcast.
We are Indian postgrads in psychology, one among those that actually can't read your mind. We share our experiences and conflicts of the world, the other, and the self. Now, our content is not limited to the field that we're studying. We value listening with the intention to understand, and on this podcast, we share perspectives in a real, meaningful, and simple way.
But before we begin, a little disclaimer. We are going to be talking about so many topics on this podcast, and when we're talking about them, when we're in that zone of flow, we may not be aware of the generalizations we may be making at that moment. We believe that there are exceptions that exist for everything, and we would like to take full responsibility for all that we share and speak about.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode with Yashna and I, The Worth of Our Opinion. Currently, I'm battling with what I think is a throat infection. I know I'm self-diagnosing, but my ears started hurting today. So I'm just hoping it's not the virus. And in the last episode, we did a book review on Fight with Fat. Yashna and I did mention that you could expect going in depth onto issues with the body and insecurities and things like that. Today, right now, I feel really queasy in my stomach. I don't know if it's because of my cold or something, but also because this topic is really vulnerable for me to talk about. You know, it's quite of a tender thing, and to put it up on here where like anyone can listen to it, you know, it's a little touchy for me. And nevertheless, it's something that I do want to share, and I'm sure like Yashna agrees with that. Like, this is something we do need to talk about. And what is that? It's body image. And body image, insecurities, things that just prevent us from living a fuller life and prevent us from seeing everything that we really are and loving ourselves for everything that we are. And self-love is something that goes around all the time. It's such a it's a word I think has gone around so much that its true meaning might be diluted, but
and
hopefully
it's become more of a cliche.
I mean, come on. And the things like love yourself, things like that. It's so simple. Well, let me tell you, yeah, it's not simple. It's not a one-way road. It's just a constant mountain that you're having to climb, and then you fall, and then, but nevertheless, it is a journey that's so empowering. And Yashna and I are here to talk about our experiences around loving our bodies. And I think, I mean, for me at least, it's still a work in progress.
For me too.
Yeah. For me too. Except, like, compared to the past 5 years, I think I'm at a place where I accept everything, not even accept, just celebrate everything I am much more than I used to.
Right. So if you throw this question at someone, you know, asking them what body image is, and the most likely answers you're probably about to be getting is body image is the image or the perception that you have of yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. And that's the general idea of a body image. But I feel like it's a lot more than that. I feel like it's not just how you see yourself in the mirror. I feel like it involves a lot of, you know, assumptions that are made by the society, by yourself. It also involves, you know, generalizations that are made. It also involves past memories that you have of yourself with regards to your body. And I feel like these are the aspects that are quite often avoided, and it's more superficial when you say, you know, it's about how you see yourself and look at yourself in the mirror.
And
so, like, to be a little more specific, body image is the perception that a person has of their physical self and the thoughts and feelings that result from this perception. And so these feelings can be positive or negative, or, you know, it can be both. It can be neutral as well. So, and they are influenced by individual factors and environmental factors. We are going to be touching upon all of these factors a little bit later. And that's something, again, we tend to like forego or, you know, not take into consideration. And there's another way you look at body image, and this is something that I didn't know myself, and this is something that when I was researching for this podcast, I found out that it is also the way the person perceives themselves in terms of the aesthetic or the sexual attraction that they have, you know, with regards to their own body. And that's something that I want to highlight as well in this podcast, that the whole sexual angle is usually misconstrued and, you know, foregone. And I feel like we should bring that element back into the picture.
Exactly, exactly. I think for me, you know, growing up, like I'm a plus size. You know, I've always been a plus size. I've always been quite chubby, and as a kid and growing up and even now, you know, and in school, like, thank God, you know, I'm so grateful that I never experienced bullying of any kind, and I wasn't made fun of for the way I looked. I wasn't made fun of, but I also wasn't seen for everything that I am. So growing up, people from school would know me as, I mean, like when we passed out of school, even after that, people would see me as this happy, bubbly, chubby, cute little girl that, you know, was just, that's just that. And for me, like, I still found it so difficult to look in the mirror and say, listen, you look hot, you know?
Right.
I would always be like, oh, okay, you look cute. Oh, you look adorable. And it was so, like, I felt so constrained because I wasn't seen as hot, you know? Like, I didn't think of myself as, okay, you know what? You are sexy. You know, you matter in that aspect. And I would put myself so low that I could talk to my guy friends about this, you know?
Right.
But I couldn't talk to my girlfriends about this. You know, there's this, and I researched on this a little bit, and there's this thing that plus size women are like it's really weird to look at them like sexually, you know, and how they view themselves in that light.
Right.
And I that was very poor for me. And I was that also that like spilled over into other aspects of how I viewed myself, because if you look at our age as young adults, we're also trying to establish intimate relationships with people. Right. And this can be either in non-platonic or platonic. So I found it so difficult to talk to other, like my other girlfriends who are much, much like, you know, less chubbier than me about, you know, my sexuality and how, like, how I'm trying to find the words, and I'm kind of flustered just talking about this, but I think it needs to be spoken about. And it does go around that plus size women are incapable of giving and receiving pleasure, and it's impossible to look at them like that. And I wasn't seen for who I am. And of course, this is like a judgment and a stereotype. I'm not saying that everyone thinks that, but it was so hard for me to love that part of myself. It's a constant journey, and I agree with that because, you know, it's personally impacted me a lot.
Right. And just to bring another perspective, people like me who are, you know, skinny and small built, and we're usually seen as a cute, small, tiny girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like just to bring in to the loop that it's not just plus size women who feel this way. It's also people who are skinny, who are short, who are, you know, small built for that matter. And
basically people are on the extremes of the weight spectrum or the height spectrum.
Yeah. If you can be skinny, you can be small built, you still can be seen as sexy. But, you know, just to bring in another perspective, I just wanted to bring this in as well. So, yeah, ending with the point of, you know, this sexual attractiveness that you need to include. I would also like to touch upon the four aspects of body image. And I found this very, very interesting. And I was like, maybe these are the aspects that we need to include when we, you know, look at ourselves and the way we feel about ourselves, the way we think about ourselves. Those are the issues that we need to tackle individually. And that's why these four aspects of, you know, body image are quite important. The first one is the perceptual aspect. And this is where the whole idea of, you know, the way you see yourself comes in. How you see yourself, your body, and the awareness that you have of your body. And here you talk about, like, there are a lot of ways you see yourself, and these perceptions and the visual image that you have is often contradicting. And so say for example, you might see yourself as an overweight person, but you might not actually be overweight. And you might see yourself as, you know, this completely unattractive skinny girl, but you're not that. Maybe you are attractive to someone else. There is someone who is definitely attractive to you. The idea of how you view yourself, and this is where your perceptual aspect is coming in, and the perceptions that are involved in how you look at your body, how you see your body, how you view your body. And that's something that I feel like can be tackled individually. And then the second aspect is the affective aspect. And this is where you include or you bring in the point of how you feel about yourself. So first was how you view yourself, how you see yourself. Now it is about how you feel about your body. How you, what are the feelings that come up when you look at your body? And this is where there is either a level of satisfaction or a level of dissatisfaction that is involved. And and this is with regards to our body, our weight, our like body parts, and the shape of our body that we have, and things like that. And this is another aspect that we can, you know, tackle individually. So first it was see, then it was feel, now it is how you think about your body. And so here you like, so when it comes to thinking, and when it comes to the cognition, cognitive aspect that is involved, you know, with body image, it can lead to, you know, being obsessive about your body. It can lead to this whole compulsion aspect of, you know, constantly thinking of your body. And that's all you can think about. I'm fat, I'm skinny,
I don't have a beard, I don't have muscles, I don't have abs.
Right. Yeah. You get the point. So it's basically about how you like think about your body, and like it can lead to this overtly obsessive thinking where that's all you can think about. And this is another aspect that you can tackle individually. Are you thinking about your body too much? Are you obsessing over how you look? The fourth aspect is the behavioral aspect. And this is more on the terms of what are the things that you do in relation to your body. This is more like a culmination of, you know, how you feel about yourself, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself. And this will lead to how you behave with regards to your body, the behavioral aspects that are involved.
When you say behavior, like, I'm just thinking about, okay, the kind of clothes you choose to wear, how confident you are in what you're wearing, having, like, just withdrawing from these kind of situations, not attending social gatherings for some particular reasons.
Yes. And this is where, you know, if you're dissatisfied with your body, you are likely to isolate yourself from, you know, social gatherings, just like how you pointed out. And, you're not going to be comfortable enough to go to situations, you know, go to places, feel sexy. And I'm not just bringing in the whole aspect of, you know, having a zero figure and that's how you feel sexy. No, just being comfortable under your own skin. And these are the behaviors that you indulge in because of the way you see yourself, you feel about yourself, and you think about yourself. Yeah. And so these are the four aspects that can be tackled individually. And that's something that I found really interesting, and I thought, you know, people should, you know about this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There was this interesting quote that I just saw when I was just Googling for this podcast. Uh-huh. It is just as difficult to be a Ken as it is to be a Barbie.
Exactly. Obviously, we can't be talking about, you know, what it is to be a male in the society.
Exactly, with body image. What I read is that although females are more judged on how they look, males also experience increased levels of body image issues, in fact, more than compared to the 1970s. And of course, this is an American statistic. I'm just putting that out there. So things like having, you know, not being well built, and you're not, especially things like height and your muscles. These were the major things that I saw that were common, that many men had in
particular samples that were taken in the study. And so essentially equated to not being masculine enough.
Yes.
And so that was just going back to men and women, you know, it's imposed that you have to be built. You have to look like this to be considered masculine. You have to be the XYZ, XYZ to be considered feminine. And, you know, you're woman enough, you're man enough only if you look this way. You're modern enough. You're modern enough only if you dress this way.
I've, you know, heard a lot of, you know, people making judgments about my body. Mm. And that was a huge, that played a huge role in the way I looked at myself. My self-esteem had dropped. My self-confidence had dropped. The whole, you know, selfhood jargon, everything that, you know, comes under the selfhood jargon, everything was, you know, low. And the way people look at me now is completely different than the way they looked at me before. Partly because I started, number one, not caring about the way they looked. And number two, it was more on the terms of accepting myself and allowing myself to wear what I wanted to wear. So I feel like there are a lot of factors that play a role in body dissatisfaction. And so the factors that, you know, that that are included in this would be biological predispositions, environmental causes, and cultural expectations. I also want to touch upon the role media plays in this whole body dissatisfaction thing. With regards to the environmental causes, I feel like, you know, friends who would tell things like, who would be attracted to you? Who would be, you know, who would want to be in an intimate sexual relationship with you and things like that. And I feel like those are the things that affected my life. And like the people that you surround yourself with, the media and the cultural, you know, elements that are involved with regards to.
Yeah, like there are so many matrimony sites that, you know, me and my sister would just watch it on YouTube to just like have a laugh on how people would describe what kind of groom they want, what kind of bride they want. Literally for the men, they're like, fair skin, has abs, very tall, at least 6 feet. I'm just like, bro, 1 second. Hello. Hold up. And then for women, it was the same.
They don't realize this, but it plays a major role on, you know, the self-acceptance of a human being. Yeah. Only if you're tall, dark, handsome, the cliche term for a man. And if you're skinny, if you have a zero figure, you're more likely to be accepted. And that also plays a role on your self-acceptance and how loving you are with your own body. And the positive body image also, you know, comes
exactly. in. Exactly. And we're bringing this up because, again, going back to what Yashna said, the four elements that Yashna mentioned, the perceptual, cognitive, affective, and behavioral, as well as when she spoke about the factors that play into body image, being the environmental factors and cultural expectations, these things contribute. It's important to know where they come from, you know? And like shifting onto a different trail of thought, their body image is, it can project in two ways. Either, And both of these ways, mind you, both of these ways are very, very disabling, you know? Either we project our insecurities to another person saying that, oh my God, why does she look like this? I mean, even I have a better body than her, you know? Or, nah, she doesn't really look that cute. You know, no, I don't like her. You know, even I have much more better hair than her. And of course, these are statements that can mean a lot for anything. But from my experience, when I heard people say things like that, they also told me about how insecure they are about their body.
Yes.
And so
which is exactly why you said the word projections. They're projecting onto other people.
The second way is when we internalize it. And either way, when it comes to working on, so I hope you guys get where we're going at. Now we're going on to how do we make a change, or how do we bring awareness, or what do we do about this? You know, again, noticing how you talk about or how you manifest this. Yeah, so you have that on one end. And on the other end, we have internalizing it, where we give a lot of crap to ourselves. We give ourselves a lot of hate. We think we just constantly are in this phase where I don't like the way I look, I don't feel connected to my body, I don't feel one with myself, and I don't feel just, I'm not content, and I hate it, and it's so uncomfortable to be in that situation. Yeah. How did you work on whatever it is that you worked on when it came to your relationship with yourself?
Like you said in the beginning of the podcast, it's still a work in progress, and so things have gotten better, and there are more days where I'm happy and content with who I am, and there are very, very few days where I'm not, you know, happy and content with how I look, who I am, how I see myself, how I, you know, think about myself. And the only thing that I feel like, that's something that I want to bring up in this podcast as well. I feel like, you know, we should challenge these ideals that come up. We should challenge these generalizations that come up, these expectations, find out where it's stemming from. Especially when it came to, you know, skinny shaming. I was someone who was skinny shamed. And even now, when people look at me, they find it shocking that I'm 22 years old. People don't look at me as a 22-year-old, and they don't. Sometimes I also feel like they don't respect me enough because of the way I look. Challenging it was one. Like, where is it stemming from? What's the root cause?
Okay, so
of
by
those,
challenging,
you know,
do you mean like introspecting?
Introspecting, yes. Sit with that thought. You have to, you know, be completely vulnerable about what parts of your body that you don't like. How do you accept yourself? How do you accept your fingers? How do you accept your bulgy nose? How do you accept your not so chiseled chin? If it is something that you can work on, then look at whether you can work on those things. So challenging beauty ideals was number one. Number two was, you know, proper wholehearted acceptance of who you are. And number three, I would be, this is quite overrated and sometimes quite underrated, I feel like talking to yourself in front of the mirror is a very, very underrated slash overrated thing, but I feel like that worked miracles with me. And I'm not saying just look into your mirror and say I'm hot, I'm sexy. No, I feel like just sit in front of the mirror and say, I love how your body looks. And, you know, honestly mean it. And it should come right from within. It should not come from, you know, these ideal sentences that you think
are powerful.
You should be saying.
You are beautiful. They work for some people. Yeah. If they work for you, much love to you. For me, they didn't.
Yeah. For me, they didn't either. And I feel like for me, I have this tendency to be very specific. Being specific about those things. You don't have a thigh gap, it's okay. That doesn't mean you don't look nice. That doesn't mean you're supposed to start hating yourself. You are good looking. It's just a matter of working out. That's something that I wanted to touch upon when we spoke about, you know, what helped for me. And also the last point that I want to bring in was, I know it's a very cliche phrase that's huge, you know, stop comparing yourself with others, but I genuinely mean stop comparing yourself with others or whoever you're, you know, comparing yourself to. You're not them, they're probably dealing with their own issues, and you don't know any of them. You're just looking at the exterior and looking at how they're looking, and you know, you're basing your self-worth on how other people look. And stop nitpicking things that you think you lack and you think they have. And I feel like that's something that I've
so
wish
like
to bring
kind
up.
Of essentially what I understood from the last thing, what I'm reminded of is that the phrase that we are whole as we are and everything we need is with us, sometimes we just forget that it is. But it's all there. And this is very Rogerian, and you'll hear me bring this up like all the time. It's a value that I live by every single day, where you are just complete as you are. And whatever you are, you're meant to be that for some reason. That's one thing. And when you're talking about comparing, I would see other plus size models on Instagram and on YouTube trying out these clothes that I wouldn't try. And when I saw them, I was like, damn, they look so great. You know, oh my God, she looks so hot. Like, not once did I was like, nah, it doesn't really suit her because of her body. But when it came to me, I would be like, no, it doesn't suit my body. I look ugly. No, I'm not going to wear this. That brings me to this thing where we give ourselves a lot more hate than we would to another person. Like, and that's quite sad. Because, like, imagine, you know, say, for example, I were to put my insecurities, any kind of insecurity, you name it, you know? And again, since both of us are girls, we're talking about this, but this is for everyone. So imagine that this insecurity, or yourself, you know, and imagine you saying the thoughts that you have about yourself to this other person. How does that feel? You know, like, Kalpana, your acne looks disgusting on your face. Your hair looks ugly. It's so frizzy. I don't know what's going on with that. It looks like a beehive. Your arms are too fat. As I say this, I don't know if you guys might experience it, but as I'm just talking about this, like, I feel so heavy that I'm actually saying this to another person, you know? And this might not make sense as I say it now. Try it and see how it feels. But what helped me, honestly, was this connection to the self, right? And the self is essentially something that's, as I mentioned before, whole. You know, if you're looking at who we really are as humans, none of us are lacking in anything. And these thoughts that we have about our bodies, about our insecurities, about the way we behave, the way we talk, the way we go about in our life, comes with the way we learn in our world. Only just because of our learning and because of our conditioning and because of the experiences we have. But innately, right? Innately, in our rawest forms, we're not lacking in anything, you know? And that, being aware of that personally helped me. And one thing I think is important is to be aware of these insecurities, obviously, but also notice what kind of effect that Yashna mentioned before, right? The feeling. What kind of feelings come up when you think about these insecurities? For example, when I think of my skin right now, it's much better. I have a lot of positive feelings about my skin. It's doing much better. When I think of my weight, right? I have a lot of negative feelings because I always find myself imagining, how would I look if I was thinner, you know? And how would I look like this? And there's a lot of negativity attached to that. But for me, what helped was to bring all of these emotions onto a neutral standpoint. To explain this, just imagine, okay, as Yashna said, you're sitting in front of a mirror, right? Just close your eyes. Whatever it is. When you start to tell yourself that, okay, I'm going to accept this part of my insecurity and I'm going to create a space for it within myself where I'm not going to judge it. I'm not going to throw any hate on it. I'm not going to try to overtly embrace it before I'm ready. But I'm just going to allow it to be, you know, that, okay, I don't like my body right now. I don't like it. It's a thought. And allow yourself to just create a space in yourself where you can hold that thought. Where you're not, again, as I mentioned, you're not holding any negative emotions about it when you're not feeling overtly positive about it before you're ready, but you're just allowing it to be. And I can't emphasize how much that changed the way I looked at my body and the way I felt about myself, how I thought about myself, you know? And one thing to close, what helped me was to just let it be, you know, it's okay. Try not to judge this insecurity. Don't judge yourself for being insecure. It's okay to be insecure. It's okay that you don't like something about yourself. And at times I shift the way I word it. It's okay that my body isn't what I would like it to be. And I leave it at that. So a lot of the times when people just say, be aware of it, right? I don't know how to be aware of it. I quote unquote, accept it. I don't know how. Also, adding on with sitting with the thought, you know, insecurities are painful. Like, they hurt on another level, and especially when external situations trigger these insecurities. It gets so unmanageable sometimes. There were parts where I just could not handle them. And sometimes we just need to sit with that pain as well, you know, and acknowledge that this hurts, because I want love for myself. All of us want to just love other people, love ourselves, and more than that, going deeper than that, we want to be connected to ourselves.
When you said, you know, feel that pain, feel that hurt, the one thing that I got reminded of when you said that was, you know, when you feel like crying, just cry it out. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people don't indulge in because it makes you look weak. It makes you look vulnerable. It makes you feel, actually sit and feel those things that you...
It's very uncomfortable to go down to the core of it. You know, it was very uncomfortable for me to be like, listen, I just want to love myself. I want beauty, you know? To say out loud that, listen, I want beauty. Yeah. That's what my value is right now. That's my priority. It was very uncomfortable because, again, we're so conditioned to think that, okay, we should accept ourselves as who we are, you know? So because of those expectations, to me to outrightly get to the bottom and stop scratching the surface of my insecurities and say that I want beautiful. I want to be beautiful, you know? It was very uncomfortable. Yeah. And you're so right. Like, it's at times... It gets more deeper than we actually think it is. And which is why Yashna and I, like, I mean, I don't think we actually gave you actual tips and tricks to love your body. But honestly, I believe that once you get down to and acknowledge your pain and acknowledge what you really want and acknowledge the core of why you value what you value, everything will unfold naturally. And there's very little that you have to exert yourself to do, because everything will unfold naturally. I hope that that happens to everyone, because the way we live should be natural, in alignment with what we're supposed to be in our life. So, yeah.
Thank you all for joining us today. We would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on today's episode. And since we're also new at this, we welcome feedback and constructive criticism.
Please feel free to email us at theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. And since Yashna always tells me to spell it out, it's theworthofouropinion@gmail.com. If you have any questions or ideas that you would like us to answer or cover in the next episode, or if you have book recommendations that you would love for us to check out, do send us an email about that as well. We post podcasts on the 10th, 20th, and 30th of every month, so we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.